ハロー、欲求エンドプライムダルマトーク。In Zen Buddhism, as I often use the word, here, now and here. Also,、some people、remember the book which was sold very well, the book named Be Here Now. So,I think this name, that these words live in now and here are well, well known among these、people who likes the Buddhism. But I dare to say that most of the people are misunderstand about the meaning of now, but the real meaning of the now and here. Because there are two kinds of now. Two kinds, yes. One is the present, which isthe result of the past. One the other, now, the present, is the starting point to the future. And there's only one or the other in our conscious, our recognition. There's only two. ButAnd most of the people, for the most of the people, now is a result of the past, not as a starting point of the future, as a reality. One reason of it is that when we say now, we think that what we recognize at this moment is now. But at the moment when you recognize something, is it really the present? There's a time lag when the light reflects your nerve,and your nerve send the signal to your brain, and to there's a time to that you recognize them. It is not the present. It is already past when you recognize things. But we think this is the present. And this misunderstandconfuses us to recognize the real present. The real present is not the moment what you recognize. The real present is before you recognize. It's an image before you recognize. It's a feeling before you recognize. And the feeling and imageBefore you recognize the world or yourself or your heart, whatever, or your mind, whatever, this is the real present, this is the real now. And this now, the moment before you recognize this recognition, it will be yourphenomenon, what you experience in the future. And when you experience it, and when you recognize this in the future, it is already past. It will be already past when you recognize it. But anyway, the most important is the moment before the recognition.comes up. what feeling you have, what images you have, because this will decide your future phenomenon, the future world. There are two other reasons why we misunderstand about presence. Is because and confuses us. Is because one is that there is low inertia in not only the physical universe, but there's also low inertia in our heart. What we had image, what we have feeling in the past, because of the law of inertia, it tried to continue. Even though we are free to create any images, any feelings in this moment. However, if the one is used to get angry, energy tries to continue and cannot relieve. So there's so much energy you need to create as it didn't happen before. And there's only one condition. If you can create the new feeling and new images into your subconsciousness, is that how much you are being responsible to your feeling and to your images and to your life. It is easy to put the responsible to anything else, not than you yourself. It can be all because of the world, because of the society, because of the my parents didn't treat me well or whatever. Or even sometimes all just to blame your personality, or because I'm lazy, whatever. As long as you are not responsible to your feeling, your images, and your future, your life, and the world, you'll be trapped to the law of inertia from the past. And you need strong energy to keep you responsible, to keep not to be trapped by law of inertia of the past. Plus, there are so many negative images and feelings in the world and try to trap you, that try to make you to influence you. However, by not protect yourself, by even be try to transform it to the positiveness, even for over of the world, then there will be the light from your inside of your heart appears, and this light and show you the way, and this light is the wisdom of the great spirit of the universe. We shouldn't be keep being slave from the past, from the karma, or from the world. We should be free. We are free to create any positive future for our life, also for the world. Let's appear the light in your heart and let it the world shines. with it. Thank you.